Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Evolution is more than a theory. It is a fundamental scientific principle.
You know, there's a scientific term for that.
It's called baloney.
And we are so stupid that we think that just because telephones and computers and cars are intelligently designed, that means we are too. Well, we're not.
I don't trust that Richard Dawkins.
In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. Is the only logical explanation, unless you don't want to believe in science and logic.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Wanna finish? Well, of course you do. This is Wretched Radio. Don't know if you heard the news, but there was a memorial for Dr. John MacArthur at Grace Community Church on Saturday. I do believe we talked about that a wee little bit yesterday, and I mentioned that inside of the memorial service booklet, which typical CLASS, nice, the quality of this book, and not only that, it's got different types of paper inside of it. So here's the cover. Here's the inside thing. And then here's the page of the... It's really nice stuff. Just beautifully done. First class, as always. And inserted in the back of the program was a little booklet from John MacArthur. It may well have been the last thing that he ever wrote for publication. Titled, On Finishing Well. Dying Contentedly. Finishing the race without falling on your face and going splat and being an embarrassment. Would you like to finish well? Then let's learn from the late Dr. John MacArthur. Don't like saying that. From the late Dr. John MacArthur on finishing well. Interesting. He wrote, sometime before I entered my 80s, I began to realize I'm now in the final chapter of my life and ministry and I want to finish well. Have you given that much thought? Don't wait until you're 80. Do it now. We should be living in preparation of death. We should be living so that we can die well. We should be thinking about the end while we're in the middle of the race, because it will make your days more efficient. It'll help your priorities get stacked rightly. It will give you more urgency for completing the task of the gospel, which, by the way, that's what I get to speak on next Friday night at the Cornerstone Conference, WJLU.com, or is it .org?
.org.
WJLU.org. If you would like to join me and Ken Ham, who, by the way, I saw at the Shepherd's Conference. I saw, we kind of felt like it. There were a lot of people I recognized there. Ken Ham was one of them. He's going to be, I saw H.B. Charles at the MacArthur Memorial. He's going to be at the Cornerstone Conference, as well as Virgil Walker, Daryl Harrison, Tom Askell, Phil Johnson.
Yeah.
Phil Johnson, who I saw. In fact, I even got to have dinner with Phil and Darlene. I'll tell you, that family has been through the ringer. When he was diagnosed with blood cancer, whew, that's scary business. But the docs were confident, and lo and behold, he's made his way through all of the treatments. And I, when in having dinner with him, I actually, one of the first things I remarked to Mrs. Friel when we got in the car afterwards were, wow, he wouldn't even split the check. And other than that, I also said his voice was so strong and animated. It's interesting. When I was listening to Phil while we're at dinner and he was just talking, I could hear it. It was almost the same as his preaching cadence. The use of his voice to make things interesting and important sounding. It's just a magnificent instrument that he possesses, and it's strong. And I was so glad to see Phil and Darlene. And we sometimes forget Phil was put through the medical ringer, but so was Darlene. The wife struggles and suffers a lot when husband is sick, and vice versa. When your spouse is ill, that ain't no fun. Thankfully, it appears that that season of a lot of medical scares and treatments is over. Phil is back doing what he do at Grace to You, which I believe will just march on strong as ever. And he's also at Grace Community Church and he's preaching. Just awesome blessing that Phil is going to be at the Cornerstone Conference, WJLU.com. And I think that's about it. Jimmy, pretty much every... Although I did see an awful lot of people. I saw Ray Comfort. Ray Comfort was at the MacArthur Memorial. I don't know why I just picked up a Boston accent. Mike Riccardi. I got to spend some time with Mike Riccardi. He's a super fine preacher, ain't he? Tim Challies, like the bread. Tim Challies was there. We didn't get a chance to talk, but we need to. I saw Easy, of course, from Living Waters. I saw David Wheaton. It's always a treat to see my beloved brother, David Wheaton, who does an awesome Saturday morning radio program called Christian Worldview. Find it. You'll be glad you did. Justin Peters was there. Bumped into Kevin DeYoung. That dude is a force. That's what he is. He's a force. Okay, don't tell Kevin I said this, but I remember when I first was introduced to Kevin DeYoung and his ministry and his preaching, I had the impression, don't tell him I said this, he was kind of geeky, like book geeky type. I'm not talking about weird. I'm just talking, you know, kind of like he's an academic, glasses, probably spends a lot of time in a study. Raw! Well, he does all those things, but that's just, he's tall and he's like big. I don't mean like Vodi Bakum big. I mean, his presence is big and he's got an energy about him. He's going places. He's doing things. He's getting a lot done. So it was really nice to see Kevin DeYoung at the MacArthur Memorial. I bumped into Megan Basham, Shepherds for Sale. Maybe you read her book. I ran into Beth Moore.
No, you didn't.
That's the name that shall never be spoken. John Piper, saw him, saw Al Begg, saw Tom Pennington. And I saw Tom Pennington, Cornerstone in Dallas, and Phil Webb. You know Phil Webb, he's the singer. He was with the Los Angeles Opera. He sang in California. That's what he did. By the way, speaking of California, thanks for the gas prices, Gavin. Wow! Almost $5 a gallon. And we've been complaining in Atlanta at $2.99, going, bruh. There it's like, okay, we're going through the airport and we walk by one of those kiosks that sells stuff that you can take on the plane because they strip you of any delights going through the TSA so that you have to buy it inside of the airport. Is that a black helicopter that I hear somebody's making some money? And what did we see? Mrs. Frio said, oh, look, Diet Mountain Dew. Now, that might not be your cup of tea, but it is ours. For some reason, Diet Mountain Dew, when we travel, it's like a nook. It just pacifies me. It's a warm bottle of milk. So we grabbed two, and they weren't like the big beefy bottles of Diet Mountain Dew. Just, I don't know, 16-ounce, I guess, the plastic one, which I'm amazed they still allow in California. You know, plastic, killing the mother. The woman rang up the two bottles, and my reaction was less than subtle. It was not considered. It just blurted.
$34.
Well, now you've ruined the story.
I'm sorry.
It was $13.50. Not kidding. That's what I went. I went $13.52. What? And the lady was really sweet. She goes, well, you know, taxes, and you are in California, and we're in the airport. $13.50 for Diet Mountain Dew. Ooh, nice economy there in California. It is definitely a different economy. Because any time that we had to get food, went to the grocery store to pick up stuff for the hotel room. It's just more expensive in California. The weather's nice. I'll give you that. But wow, the prices. Saw all kinds of people that were an absolute delight at the John MacArthur Memorial. They put us into a tent and they had food and they were so gracious. It was like going to the Shepherds Conference. If you would like to know if a church is good, this is something that you should be on the lookout for. When you visit a church, you're moving, you've got to find a new church. how nice, warm, and gracious are the people there? Because that doesn't happen all by itself. That's a fruit of what is coming out of the pulpit, out of the classrooms, what is being taught, what the focus is. So when you visit the Shepherds Conference, which is a pastor conference, coming up in the spring, if I'm not mistaken. In fact, Jimmy, would you go look it up, see the dates, and who's going to be speaking at ShepsCon next year? That'll be interesting, won't it? At any rate, the people are such servants there. And that's the way we felt when we went to the John MacArthur Memorial. It's like you just walk onto the campus and they just get one massive hug. It's like a big group hug. They're thrilled that you're there. And it's everybody. I watch it. It's everybody. Their graciousness is a fruit of what was coming out of the pulpit for the last 56 years, including, well, a booklet on finishing well. Dr. John MacArthur, he will provide some helps, three helps for you to get to the finish line, not fearing death, no scandal, and certainly no apostasy. Next on Wretched Radio.
You know what I love about coffee? It's not just the first sip in the morning, though. It's pretty great. It's that you can count on it. Every morning, it's there, ready to wake you up and get your day started. And that's exactly what we've built with the Fortis Plus app. It's your daily dose of biblical truth, ready when you are, completely free. Think about it. Every day, the culture is throwing lies at you faster than you can dodge them. Your kids are getting discipled by TikTok. Your marriage is under attack. And the world is telling you that up is down and wrong is right. But what if every day you had access to voices that would remind you what's actually true? Dr. John Krotz, Pastor Brad Bickney, Dr. Adam Tyson, Jason Lyle, Dr. Andrew Walker, Libby Gloss, Dr. Greg Gifford, and others, all on Fortis Plus, where you're going to find hundreds of hours of content and new stuff being added daily, absolutely free. Look, you're already reaching for your phone first thing in the morning anyway. Why not make it count? Download Fortis Plus right now and start your day with truth instead of trash. It's free, it's biblical, and it's exactly what you need to stand strong in this brave new world. Fortis Plus. At FortisPlus.org. You know what's frustrating? Reading about the Holy Spirit and still not really understanding how He works in your life. I mean, you want to understand, right? But it just feels so unclear. Well, here's something that's going to help. Fortis Institute Fellow Dr. John Krotz is going to be coming to the Wretched Studios on Saturday, August 30th. He's going to be doing 6 sessions on the Holy Spirit. Like, how do you know when the Spirit is leading you? Or how does the Spirit help you deal with sin? What does it mean to be adopted by God? Look, if you've ever wondered about this stuff, this is your chance to finally get clear answers from someone who really knows the Bible. Coming up Saturday, August 30th, 8:30 in the morning is what time it's going to get underway and start. You can be here. You can be a part of it. Absolutely free, but space is limited. So go to FortisInstitute.org/Holy Spirit right now as quick as possible and get signed up because the limited spaces will fill up fast. FortisInstitute.org/Holy Spirit. Trust me, you'll be glad that you went. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Oh, you know the feeling. Every morning you wake up and you wonder, how am I going to navigate this weird, crazy, upside down world with biblical wisdom? We should have that thought every day. And that's exactly why Fortis Institute exists. We're your daily partner in standing firm in biblical truth. From our podcasts with Dr. John Krotz to Pastor Brad Bickney to Libby Glosson, Dr. Adam Tyson, Dr. Greg Gifford, and others, we're bringing together voices you can trust. But this doesn't happen by accident. When you become an ongoing monthly gospel partner, you're not just giving money, you're discipling young men struggling with pornography. You're equipping pastors in small rural churches. You're preaching the gospel to students who desperately need to hear it. And by the way, make sure that you grab the Fortis Plus app. It's free for everybody and it's packed with hundreds of hours of content right now with more being added daily. Because we believe biblical truths should be accessible to everyone. That's why we need you to help push this to the globe. Our work is nowhere near finished. Visit FortisInstitute.org right now to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Know your church fathers. Tertullian is known as Asia's first Christian theologian. He came from Assyria and studied under Justin Martyr before returning to prepare a path for the gospel into Western Asia. He wrote A Harmony of the Four Gospels. It was the primary gospel text in Syria throughout the 3rd and 4th centuries. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Fine. I repent. This is Wretched Radio. I kind of, sort of implied that, well, I picked up the tab when Phil and Darlene and Mrs. Friel and I went out to dinner, but, well, that wasn't entirely truthful. Actually, it was a flat-out lie. Because Phil picked up the tab. Why? Because that scoundrel got there before us. We were just a few minutes ahead. We thought we were doing great. They're already in the restaurant, and he informed the waiter, give the check to me because the guy we're dining with is a lousy tipper. Now, that is just so scoundrel, like Phil Johnson. And you can just tell him that I said so. And thanks for picking up the Phil tab, because we had a delightful time in Los Angeles, California. We got to share a meal with Phil and Darlene. That's just always, you just learn stuff. Phil's one of those guys where you just want to zip, zip, zip it. No, we all do this. You're listening to somebody talk and they're finishing, and maybe you've already got the gun loaded. You know exactly what wants to come firing out of your mouth in response to whatever was said. When you're with somebody like Phil, it's just best to go, mm-hmm, and let them keep going. Because what comes out of his mouth is better than anything that would come out of my yammer. Had a delightful time with all of the people that we got to see, and just the dear saints, just the sweet fellowship of believers that you find no matter where. Ran into Don Kistler in the airport. I haven't seen Don in years. He's got his own ministry and a pastor, and he also does a lot of Puritan books. Just absolutely delightful. I haven't seen him in years, and it's like we just picked up. Isn't that what life is like in Christ when you meet believers, even when you haven't seen them for years, because there's a glue that is stickier than anything else that you and I could have in common? And that, of course, is Jesus Christ. Dr. MacArthur clearly had a desire for you and I to finish well. Why? Because inside of each one of the really lovely memorial service booklets was a booklet, a separate publishing called On Finishing Well. Now, here's what the outside of the booklet said. My prayer for you is that you will fight the good fight triumphantly, that you will one day finish the course victoriously, and that you will keep the faith with unwavering devotion. And so here from Dr. John MacArthur, what might be the last thing that he wrote, he took from a sermon that I heard him deliver at a shepherd's conference in 2000-something. He was in 2 Corinthians, and I think it was like 12 ways to not grow weary. 12 ways to finish strong. It was absolutely masterful. And it was converted into this booklet. So let's learn from Dr. John MacArthur, who did indeed finish well. Falling into complete apostasy isn't the only way to finish badly, although that is not the way you want to finish. The Ephesian church, they finished badly. Why? They left their first love. They failed to keep their hearts properly focused on Him. After decades of growth and flourishing with a string of eminently qualified pastors that included Paul, Timothy, and John, they finished poorly. How's your heart? If you listen to this here Wretched Radio program, and apparently you do because you're hearing my voice right now, you dig theology. You are perhaps maybe just being exposed through different preachers and teachers that we'll talk about here on Wretched. And you're going, whoa, I love this stuff. As well, we should. And yet, as much as we love the intellectual pursuit of Christianity, it cannot be the goal. It can't be. Because all knowledge does is puff up. I'll tell you, I was speaking with Paul Washer at the memorial, and he said, there's a lot of puffed up in our circles, and it's going to diminish this movement, this juggernaut that we've seen for the last 20 years. Knowledge makes us prideful if it is the end But if it is merely the means to warm our affections and our hearts, then it serves its ordained purpose. Make sure your heart isn't getting cold. Make sure that your theology is moving from your head to your heart, which would be a good time to insert John Kratz's podcast, which is called Integrated, to help you do just that. You can find it wherever you do the podcasting. Back to John MacArthur. There's a real danger. Someone who has lived and served Christ faithfully his entire life, micro lazy, careless, fatigued, or lukewarm, and thus stumble to the finish line. Don't be that person. Here's one reason that this is such a problem. Living the Christian life faithfully is no more trouble-free the older we get. Sanctification doesn't come any easier with advanced age. The number and intensity of the fiery darts and powers of evil aim at us does not diminish. So don't put your guard down. If you're getting older, don't get sleepy. Don't get lazy. Redouble your efforts for sanctification. Paul talked about running the race, finishing it well. John MacArthur says, I want every Christian to aim for that incorruptible crown, to run to win, to finish well, to be able to say what Paul said to his son in the faith, I fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. Well, how do you do that? 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Paul recites the things that kept him on track for a triumphant end. Twice, he says, we do not lose heart. It's a Greek word that speaks of evil things, malice, wickedness, depravity. So what Paul was saying is we don't give in to evil. We don't give in to temptation and sin. We don't collapse into sinful defection. We don't discredit the Lord. We don't fail in being a righteous model and a virtuous example. We do not lose heart. In other words, we do not defect. And then he gives those 12. We're not going to go through all of them. You can go find Dr. John MacArthur's sermon on that. But he begins with the words, since we have this ministry with a therefore. Therefore, since we have this ministry. Well, what's the therefore? Therefore, it's pointing back to what he had just said in chapter 3 about new covenant ministry. The new covenant, there because of the new covenant ministry. Because Paul understood this gospel of grace, of life and not death, of forgiveness and not work righteousness. It kept him on track. In other words, never grow weary of hearing the gospel. Never stop being amazed at grace. Always fix your eyes on Jesus who died for sinners that you might be set free. The old covenant stimulated sin. The new covenant grants righteousness. The old covenant, temporary. New covenant, permanent. The old covenant offers no hope. The covenant offers everlasting hope. Don't forget the gospel, the superiority of the new covenant. Second, Paul certainly held captive to Christ to the end, saying, we have renounced the hidden things of shame, referring to the need for a pure heart, a necessity for anyone who wants to finish well. In other words, whatever is done in darkness, whatever is done behind closed doors must be pure. So that means your thought life. It means how you treat people when nobody's looking, perhaps. When you're not at church, when nobody else is around, that you live a pure life. Paul renounced all that is hidden, kept under wraps because of shame, all secret sin, all surreptitious vice, all thoughts of impurity, all acts of immorality. He repudiated and forsook them all. If you are not battling sin, there's a good chance you won't finish well. Paul refers to the certainty. And this is taken again from 2 Corinthians. Paul was certain about his own insignificance, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels so that the surpassing greatness of the power of God will be seen, not from ourselves. What's the treasure? The gospel. We're a clay pot. We're a privy pot. In other words, we should be humble. if you're not cultivating humility, and the only way to know that, by the way, is to ask somebody, because pride lies and deceives. Pride tells you you're humble. Isn't that kind of ironic? Humility is what kept Paul running the race. Number four, the certainty of eternal glory. We do not lose heart. Even though the outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. In other words, his entire life, he was looking forward to death. Not the event itself, but the door that it opens into glory. How you doing? Are you working now to finish well when your death date comes? If not, don't fret. Get on it so you can finish well, like Dr. John MacArthur. This is Wretched Radio.